This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. At least 20 people were killed and 73 were wounded Saturday, including children, in the southeastern Ukraine city of Dnipro, where a Russian missile strike destroyed a section of a 9-story apartment building, according to the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. Infrastructure was also damaged in the Lviv and Odessa regions, as well as in Kharkiv and Kyiv, by the wave of Russian missiles. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the West to supply more weapons to prevent further deaths from what he described as Russian terror, saying he thinks it could be stopped, but only on the battlefield. Pope Francis on Sunday reiterated his pleas for peace in Ukraine.
Fratelli e sorelle, non dimentichiamo.
As he held the Angelus prayer in front of some 15,000 pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. He said, "Brothers and sisters, let's not forget the martyred Ukrainian people who are suffering so much." Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed a positive dynamic in the Ukraine offensive on Sunday after Moscow claimed victory over the frontline city of Soledar, which Kyiv has denied. More deadly violence in the Pakistani region that borders Afghanistan. Here's VOA's Marissa Melton.
This is the latest violent incident in the restive northwest region bordering Afghanistan. The three officers died as they chased militants who had earlier attacked a police station with hand grenades, sniper guns, and automatic weapons near Peshawar. That's according to a senior superintendent. The outlawed Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan Group, or TTP, claimed responsibility Saturday for the police station attack a day earlier and for killing the officers. It has stepped up attacks on security forces after ending a ceasefire with the government in November.
This is VOA News.